Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Ma'arij. Basically, there is one narrative which is mentioned in this regard, and this is found with different chains of narration in Salabi's Tafsir and is also found in Wahidi's Tafsir, which is called Al-Wasit. Both of these narratives are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll read out the narrative found in Salabi's Tafsir because this is more comprehensive. And the words are, it is said, Ubay ibn Ka'b reports from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that man qara'a surat al-sa'il أعطاه الله ثواب الذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون. So it means that a person who recites Surah Ma'arij, the Almighty will grant him the reward of a person. And then there are references to the verses of Surah Mu'minun, which say that a person who fulfills his promises and who fulfills his trust. So the reward which a person will get while reading Surah Ma'arij will be the same as the reward a person gets if he fulfills his promises and he fulfills his trust, and he is the person about whom the Quran has also said that he safeguards his prayers. He safeguards his prayers. So this is what this narrative says. However, unfortunately, this narrative is not soundly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of the fact that one of the narrators, Ismail ibn Nuhail, about whom we have no information, and regarding Maqil ibn Ubaidullah Al-Jazari, we know that authorities regard him to be weak. In particular, Ibn Adi, Ibn al-Jawzi, and Al-Uqayli say that he is Zarif. So on the basis of this information, we cannot accept this narrative. However, as far as this chain is concerned, which is found in Al-Wasit, although the text is almost similar, however, the chain of narration is marred by the fact that it contains two very weak narrators, and one of them is Harun ibn Kathir, who is regarded to be Majhul or unknown by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following reports regarding from various Rijal authorities. So Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's Laysa Bishai, and another opinion ascribed to Yahya ibn Ma'in about Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says that he is Laysa bi-Hujjah, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani regards him to be Ghayr al-Siqah. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim say that he is Za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is Matruk. And another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is that he is Kazzab, that he is a liar. And Abu al-Qasim al-Bughvi also regards him to be Za'if al-Hadith Jiddan. So in the presence of this data, it is perhaps the reason enough for Hafiz ibn Hajar to say that this narrative is concocted, and this is what he has actually said. He said this narrative is concocted and fabricated. Hence, we can safely say that both these chains of narration are totally baseless and they cannot be properly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hence, we shall certainly not accept these narratives. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, as indeed is the case with Surah Ma'arij, the best way to go about it is to have a living relationship with that surah, and that can only be achieved if one understands what the surah has to tell us, if one reads it with a good translation, if one deliberates upon that, and similarly one asks others to deliberate on the surah, and similarly in this manner he communicates the message to other people, and this is what the proper way of having a living relationship with the surah is. As far as this narrative is concerned, which I just read out to you, it is totally baseless and should be absolutely disregarded. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.